I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. U.S. House Republicans threaten to oust Speaker Mike Johnson unless he includes border security measures in a Ukraine aid package passed by the Senate. Bickering in the U.S. Congress does little to ease Ukrainian fears as President Zelensky warns of diminishing supplies. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock.
From the perspective of your average Ukrainian citizen, it's a sense of anxiety, futility, frustration. They hear the air raid sirens almost every night. This war has become normal. I've even seen aid workers during an artillery assault, and you can hear the explosions in the background, and they don't even flinch.
Hope remains as Ukrainian churches grow despite war and uncertainty. Ask the Lord to raise up gospel workers during this difficult time. And they made it. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says that in 2022, the team was ready with a partner organization to distribute 50,000 Bibles to Chinese people living in Russia. But then the Russia-Ukraine conflict broke out. They released the copies to Chinese churches around the Moscow area for use in training and evangelism. After a wait of more than a year, they've learned that the last Bible has been distributed.
Those Bibles are in the hands of people who at least have the opportunity to read them and to discover the truth that they contain. That was very much an encouragement to the work that we do and a reminder that God is good. You know, when we step out in faith and even when it seems as if there are roadblocks before us, God opens doors and gets the truth out to those who want to read it.
Praise God and pray for more Bibles to reach the Chinese. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.